tell me your role in the video and a little bit about yourself.
Okay. My name is Roger Ingram, and I just got to serve as the director of this beautiful music video short film, and got to like collaborate with all these amazing people. And you know, I am passionate about like beauty, truth, wisdom, and filmmaking. And this little video is definitely very beautiful, and so I have a bunch of other projects that I work on that kind of express these same principles.
So I am responsible for producing, which means I pulled together the creative team, I pulled together the cast and crew, and I worked with the Goodnight Darlings and Roger on the vision of the piece, and I also worked on the choreography. So I think my biggest contribution, aside from the sort of organizational, structural, scheduling, all those producerial things, is finding a team of people that not only are the best at what they do, but also making sure that the chemistry within the group is positive, and that everybody really gels as a team, not just as artists, but as people and creators, because that's kind of when the magic happens.
Okay, Kat, I guess you can go next.
Hey, so I'm Kat Oster. I'm the lead singer of the Goodnight Darlings, and so thrilled with how the video came out. I mean, for so many reasons. I think it also captures a female power to it. Roger was so brilliant in creating like a mysticism, and you know, I love the pop stars and female power for a lot of, you know, sexy reasons. But this captured a real ancient kind of beautiful iconography. So I loved the vision of it and being able to stand in as that light being goddess character that he created. So we just had a blast working on it. And as a band, we love creating works of art and collaborating. And, you know, I miss that MTV generation where it came out. Like, I loved how when I was little, like, seeing Madonna on TV, like, just that feeling you get where a vision merges with a song. And I think we have a new opportunity with that, with online entertainment. So we're hoping that this kicks off a string of beautiful videos and just creating images to go along with our stories and our lyrics. And just briefly, my background is I studied theater at Juilliard, and then I had a punk band, and we got into a van, and I would sleep with my sneakers as my pillow, and that was a great way to cut my teeth, and I was very wild and screamy. And then my second band was very pop, and I was signed to Sony, and I was a coach on MTV. And I feel like finally landing in the Goodnight Darlings bridges all of my influences. I think there is a popness to it where I believe in crafting a great song. And I think there is a punkiness to it where I love Edge, and that's where Wilson comes in. But, like, this is the most satisfied I've ever been in terms of, like, bringing together all of my worlds and influences into one band that has the dancey, rock, punk edge going on. And Wilson's my dream guitarist, so I guess, Wilson, you can say hi.
Hey, this is the Lord of Darkness.
Excellent.
As some people call me Wilson. Yeah, yeah,
oh, that's it, that's your introduction.
What?
That's it, that's your introduction.
Next question.
He doesn't need to say anything else.
So, yeah, I'm the guitarist, and I write beats, and my roots are, you know, like Kat said, I'm a punk rocker, but my other half is hip-hop, and it's all mixed. Everything is one, you know, all reggae music and all that stuff kind of just becomes one. It filters through my system, and it's all just music. So I kind of combine everything. I don't like boundaries. And my old band was labeled as punk rock just because we didn't follow the AC/DC rock, you know, like that rock thing. And So, yeah. And I played with a pretty famous hip-hop group, just playing guitar for them.